This may be a little what Mario Cuomo used to call post hoc propter hoc. You make up the argument after the case. The fact of the matter is they were going to throw him out. I still think they may throw him out. If I'm Shelley Silver at this stage of the game, I got nothing to lose. I mean, everybody's furious. Both the Daily News and the POST are calling for his expulsion. It looks like they're going to do it. The speakers announced they're going to do it. The people in the assembly want to do it because obviously they're getting some of this heat too. Mistakes have been made clearly, and Shelley Silver has admitted that mistakes have been made, that he should not have used the people's money to pay off the women who are making the complaint, the sexual complaints against Lopez. Brian, I think part of this is that we have to go back to who Vito Lopez is. This is a guy who was one of the most powerful politicians in New York State. When he was the chairman of the Brooklyn Democratic Party, that meant if you want to be judge, you come to see Vito. I mean, really, if you want a job in the administration, you come to see Vito. And by the way, the papers are now filled with some of the people, luminaries and less than luminaries, who got jobs that way. But now he's gone. He's out. He's had to resign his chairmanship of the Brooklyn organization, the powerful Democratic organization. If you had wanted to run in the old days for a statewide seat, you had to have the Brooklyn guys. You had to have Lopez. And therefore, you would have had to owe him something. And that's why he could get jobs and things like that for people. So what has happened now is that the governor, who said he was going to clean up Albany, but who obviously hasn't been able to do it, and who clearly has to continue to work with Shelley Silver and with the Democratic majority to get what he wants, comes out roaring against Lopez. It says, kick the bum out, basically. And along comes Shelley Silver and says, yeah, kick the bum out. But right now, they are basically working with a guy who is just not powerful anymore, so they can kick him as many times as they want.
Governor Cuomo said yesterday it's really not his business who the assembly speaker is. Do you believe him?
Oh, yeah. I think that the governor had to make an assessment when he came into office as to whether or not he could get along with Shelley Silver, which clearly Shelley Silver, being a very bright guy, made it clear he would and could. And two, whether the Democrats in the assembly would go for it if he tried to pull the kind of coup that George Pataki pulled when he ousted Ralph Marino and put in his favorite, then Joe Bruno, who he then went to war with later. My assessment is that he could not have gotten rid of Silver. He knew it, and he had to work with him. And therefore, the best he could do now is to sort of cover his bets and say something innocuous, which is, it's not my business. That means, not my favorite.
Despite the scandal, do you think Vito Lopez could win a city council seat?
Absolutely. I do. People who are in constituencies often favor people they think are being picked on. So let me give you an example. Adam Clayton Powell in Harlem for years. He was convicted of crimes, everything else. He had to flee to Bimini. They kept reelecting him. And then history has sort of judged him well. Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard and a sanctified name in Harlem. I don't know if people have the perception that Vito Lopez, who is owed a lot of favors from a lot of people in his community, wants to run for city council. I don't see why not.